That dream that's been haunting us for millennia is not a pipe dream. It is our destiny. And the fact that we've been millennia in the striving don't make it any less true, legitimate. We have to begin discussing the fact that the world we have, to which we are conditioned to adapt, a world in which no one lives free, no one becomes the son they're meant to be, one, on the contrary, in which we stand in shadows, cast long and wide, is a profoundly unsafe place to be. Because no one can see other than their own struggle to be seen. And that's not judgment, that's just reality. We are, each one of us, forced into this individual struggle to try to, not just to survive, but to figure out why it is the circumstances, the social arrangement around us has been made so difficult. Why, you know? The outer from the inner derives its magnitude. But just as each individual under class, when separated from his brothers and sisters, manifests the state, so each individual in our daily lived reality of unity, once we join hands, manifests freedom. So we can make planning spaces that are safe once we define their qualities. And that's the theme of today's show, establishing a safe place to plan and express our love. That's what we're meant to do, to be. Places for the cultivation of soul sufficiency. So that's perhaps where we begin in defining these qualities. What would make a place of cultivation, of soul sufficiency? Because it has to be that to be safe. We, all of us, have to be agreed on that as a starting place. This week I ran into someone who had been a very good friend. But writing Waking Up altered the course of my life, fundamentally. Drew me in and along a course I could never have anticipated. And understandably, that course felt foreign to my friends. I tried to provide a concise summary of the arguments and discussions that happen in this space, as she was short on time. I asked her whether she might consider hosting a discussion of some of the issues, and that's a sub-theme, because another place, another key quality of such a safe place would be this, not just continuous growth, but based in continuous probing. I had asked this gentleman before I started if he could not do exactly what he's doing, which makes me suspect, you know. Sad to say, we have a world of souls for hire. But then until we create these safe places for essentially the cultivation of soul sufficiency, what alternative do folks have? Seriously. I mean, the way we've been arguing, the way we are reared, that in this system, there is a totalitarian level of control of the thoughts we have access to, which means we haven't been made the alternative possible thoughts. Alternative possibilities haven't been made available to us. So another key quality is continuous growth based in continuous discussion, because We have to get to a place of comfort in working with our brothers and sisters who don't have access to the process that we're engaged in. And that's going to be difficult, I've learned. So discussions is a sub-theme of today's show. What are some places to begin thinking through moving the transition to the point where we're building our future? So I asked if she could consider hosting some discussions or a discussion of the issues. Could she find an issue point of entry that might feel welcoming? I wondered out loud to her. A discussion theme that would get us to the ultimate ones of work, sort of the, I learned, is the exact right place to start. If you want to end up in power's crosshairs, which I'm afraid we do. Coercion, which is just the other side of it, or just another way of saying the same issue. Coercion, because all of these, it's a single totalitarian system. Coercion as core to the system, and then class being totalitarian. None of this is discussed as we come up in the world, as we grow up, and just the opposite, presented as inevitable. She said she could think of nothing. Afterwards, I found myself coming again to this question of longing, longing for that which has been silenced. In previous shows, I commented on how I see that. I saw that longing in two-year-olds. I saw them let it go, too. What was the core longing of 1968? If not to be done with false divisions, i.e. class in all its manifestations. I think the question boils down to what world do we want? Because all the other necessary questions flow from it. Why don't we think we deserve it? Why do we stop ourselves from asking for it? What do we think gets in the way of our having precisely the world we want?